Hi, everyone, and welcome back to In a Click, a show that exists to unveil the mysteries of our digitally networked world. On today's show, we have a very special guest, my brilliant and beautiful niece, Brianna. We decided to record this episode together to chat about the 2020 high school graduate experience during COVID-19. We not only get to hear about Brianna's experience, but she conducted her very own Instagram survey of approximately 180 people her age so that we could hear about their experiences as well. I couldn't be more proud of you, Brianna. This was such a fun experience to share with you. And for everyone listening, please enjoy. My niece Brianna conducted her very own Instagram research study to find out how 2020 high school graduates have managed school and life during the COVID-19 pandemic. So before we delve into the study and the findings, I was wondering if you could just tell the listeners what motivated you to conduct this Instagram study with me.
Well, I actually started listening to podcasts whenever you introduced me to them, whenever I went up to Vancouver. And then I started liking them more and more and started to have favorites. And then I was just like, okay, well, I kind of do have an opportunity to make my own with you. And then it just kind of was like, since this whole pandemic is going on, it'd be something to keep me busy. Mm-hmm. And then it's also, of course, a very good experience to have.
And tell me about what the experience was like for you. Was it exactly what you expected it to be, or did anything surprise you?
I think I really liked it. It was actually fun because I like doing things on social media, surveys and stuff like that, and seeing other people's point of view on things. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of just ask questions on my social media and then see what my friends say, or even see what people say that I don't even talk to. And then it's kind of surprising seeing what other people say, because it's I never thought about even doing that. And then even asking some questions about their routines and stuff like that, it even gave me ideas. Yeah. So it was kind of fun. And I was surprised with how many people actually answered too. A lot of people, more than I expected, answered and said what they thought on each and every one. So that was really exciting.
Okay. So how many people approximately responded to the survey?
For each survey, there was around 180 people.
Amazing. That answered. That's incredible. What a turnout. Were you surprised?
Yeah, actually, I was super surprised, especially with the comments. There was a lot more than I expected. So,
okay, so let's start with the routine question. So before we dive into exactly what the questions were and the responses, I was just wondering if you could tell the listeners a little bit about why you thought it was important to chat about people's routines.
Okay, I thought that it was probably one of the most important things to talk about, because really the first thing everyone was kind of thinking of was oh my gosh, I'm going to be stuck in my house for who knows how long. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's important to stay busy, and it's important to keep your brain busy. And because I know also a lot of people were saying that their mental health was also getting kind of worse because they were less busy. And when you do have a routine, going to school every day or going to work every day, it puts your brain also in a routine. Mm-hmm. So then I just thought it was really important to stay busy. So I also just wanted to see what everyone was doing.
Yeah, and I'm busy. Totally. And share ideas. That makes sense. All right. The first question that we asked about the daily routine was, quite simply, do you have a daily routine? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So on my Instagram, I just simply asked, do you have a daily routine? And 45% of the people said yes, and 55% of the people said no.
Yeah. Okay, so people were just figuring out kind of how to adjust. It seems half the people sorted it out, and then the other half still needed to work on the routine. Okay. I wonder what their responses would be now. That'd be cool to have a follow-up survey. Okay, maybe we can do that in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's interesting. 45% had a routine, 55% did not have a routine. And then the next question we asked was, what do you do to stay busy, which was a Q&A. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So some people said, I have one answer here, and he said, just texting friends and working out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people started working out. I have reading, take on new projects, started working out, schoolwork. Somebody said that they're going outside more often, doing yard work. studying, going on more walks. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are also like more out in the nature kind of.
Good.
And I also have some that say do things that they've never had time for before,
mm-hmm.
which totally makes sense. Some people are on social media more, like TikTok
mm-hmm.
and other social medias.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are actually planning prom. And my friend Soleil had like university auditions. So
oh, cool.
She was working on that.
Mm.
Yeah, basically like a lot of just working out, enjoying outside, schoolwork, video games more often.
Yeah,
I imagine. I also have another one where she said that she's FaceTiming her family and friends more often.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so staying more connected online, it sounds like, just at least in a more face-to-face way, and then working out and getting outside more were like the three kind of big themes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's relatable to me, I think, too, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. And then the next question was, has your health and wellness increased or decreased during social isolation? This was a yes or no question.
Yeah, so I had 79% that said yes and 21% that said no.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we look at the previous questions, it sounds like to keep busy because there's more time on our hands, people are outside and working out more, which I assume is contributing to their increased health and wellness, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay. Oh, this is really juicy.
Yeah.
So good, 79% health and fitness increased. I think that says a lot about how kind of busy and mundane life can become mm-hmm. when you have social media at your fingertips and you have friends at your fingertips and you also have to go to school and there's so much homework. Like,
yeah.
A lot to handle. Yeah. So it's nice to know that like people your age understand the benefits of improving their fitness for their mental health and their physical health. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next question was, what new goals, habits, or hobbies help you to stay positive? And this was a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have working out, trying to get outside every day. Mm-hmm. Some people said that they were just sleeping a lot more often. knowing that when all this is done, I'll be able to see people.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to work hard to go to med school. Some people said physical activity. I have painting, playing the ukulele, filming, photography, working out, hanging out with my dog, running for 2 hours a day, eating healthier, and still working towards my goals. So that's amazing.
That's really incredible.
Some people, more people said that they're sleeping more often or they are getting more into their video games.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one saying making my bed. I have cooking, bike rides, and just physical activity.
Incredible. I feel really proud of everyone.
I know, me too. Like, everyone seemed to be doing like so great.
Well, yeah, and they've turned something really kind of earth shattering into something kind of positive for their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there are moments, but to mitigate those moments, it sounds like these things have been really, really helpful.
Yeah, I did read that there were some people who made not the best habits. Like some people said that they were vaping more or smoking more. And like, so not everybody kind of had a positive way of making new habits, but most of them were good. So
smoking and vaping were two of the more like the themes that came up that were a bit less good for our health and well-being.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, vaping, smoking, and like playing video games. Like, I don't think people really wanted to make that more of a habit, like to just play more video games like more often, because obviously if you're going to school every day, you don't really have time for video games. But then now some of these people were just like, okay, well now I have all this time to play video games.
Yeah. I think that's a theme for adults too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wonder if video gaming will become mundane, like if it'll get old and people will become bored and just, or if it'll become more of not an addiction, like
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. We'll find out in our next survey.
Yeah.
Okay. And then relatedly, you asked about cooking new recipes because you enjoy cooking and you were baking and cooking a lot more during this pandemic, mm-hmm. which makes me so yeah. excited to taste all the things.
For sure, yeah.
And this was a survey, right? So it was yes yeah. or no cooking new recipes. And what'd you find? Mm-hmm.
So I had 61% of people saying yes and 39% no. Oh, so there was a little bit more people saying yes, that they were cooking and baking new recipes.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone kind of message you outside of this and let you know what they were cooking and baking?
Just you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not important. That's funny. Yeah. You shared with me too, which was amazing.
I did, yeah.
And
I
really did. Sky, Auntie Sky, she was baking up a storm. Did you see her Instagram?
I saw that. Oh my goodness. She went to town.
Oh, she went to town for sure. I was a bit envious. I was like, everyone learned how to bake bread and I did not.
I made so much bread. Did you? So much bread. Yeah. It was insane.
Oh my gosh. Auntie Jacqueline sent me a bun recipe that looked delicious, but I actually love cooking and baking, but for whatever reason during the pandemic, I continued to do it, but
yeah,
less than I thought that I would.
Yeah.
And I have a sweet tooth, so it was mostly just like banana bread.
Oh, I made so much banana bread too. No, but my dad loves homemade bread, so we made bread like every day.
Your dad's a great cook too.
He is.
Oh my gosh. God. He's from PEI, and so yeah. he's like, the seafood he makes is like,
yeah, it's amazing.
Oh my lord, all the butter. Yeah, I'll have to come visit soon.
The butter and the garlic.
A little lemon in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one was more about workout routines, and so whether or not people had experimented with newer workout routines.
Yeah, so 73% of people said yes and 27% no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where
are
you
working out?
For working out. And so where do you fit within that?
Well, honestly, whenever I did have like a routine where I was like, okay, like I'm gonna get like, it's going to be like a new me. I'm going to work out more and I'm going to like redecorate my room. And I had this whole like thing. So I was working out like every day basically. And like, I even had Rachel, like my stepsister, to work out with, which was really nice because obviously like having another person during this whole pandemic was like super lucky of me.
Yeah.
Cause we get along so well. So that was really amazing. I started running more and like getting back into it, but yeah. I did definitely create new workout routines and like tried new workouts too, like Pilates, the one mm-hmm. that you told me to do.
Yes.
And so tried out that and yoga, just like types of workouts also that I have never tried before.
Good. Me too. I was mm-hmm. lifting heavier weights at the gym. And then when the gym closed and I was at home, like we have a couple weights here, but I actually realized that doing Pilates and like these more intricate, slow movements that kind of require mind muscle connection mm-hmm. has changed my body the most.
Yeah.
Which was something I realized throughout this pandemic. It's like, you don't actually need a gym or weights to really
yeah.
see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really don't. Yeah.
Significant. I mean,
I did realize that too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really need the gym.
Not at all. Especially when you have, so like, I loved having you to share these things with too, because it makes it a little bit more exciting. The progress pictures to each other. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we have the creative project. So we wondered about whether or not people had engaged in any new creative projects.
Yeah. So I had 56% yes and 44% no. So really it's like almost even.
Almost even. Okay. So then the next thing we wanted to chat about was social media.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to say
a
little bit?
This was a big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I imagine. Do you want to say a little bit about why you were curious about people's activity on social media?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I definitely thought, like in my head, I was like, "Wow, people are definitely going to be spending more time on social media." Just like I was thinking about making another account, mm-hmm. and I thought that it would be a big one, and it definitely was because 90% of the people said yes, and 10% said no.
Interesting.
So I definitely knew, like I had a few
a hunch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then the next question we were curious about was like, just because you're on social media doesn't mean that you're necessarily producing content.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we were like, okay, so if you're on social media, like what are you doing there?
Yeah. Like, are you posting more or like, are you just kind of like a watcher, you know?
Totally.
So yeah. So I just kind of worded it on my social media as, are you posting more on social media? And 28% people said yes, and 72% people said no. So basically, like, just more people are just, not really making an impact on like their social media. So just kind of like browsing through, like you said.
Mindlessly browsing through, which I mean, we got to pass the time this way or that way, but it's interesting to know that, like, in terms of creative projects, maybe that's not necessarily the space where people are doing that. Interesting. Ooh, did you notice in terms of your friend groups, whether or not they were posting less or more?
Definitely on like Snapchat, I did notice like a lot of private stories, and on that social media platform, there was more like, hey, like this is how I'm doing, and like this is what I'm eating, and this is how it's going, and
Interesting. So Snapchat was more personal, like person to person, and it was more kind of like an open book diary a little bit. Oh, interesting. Okay. I think that that's fair because I know that no matter what and who you are, this pandemic has probably brought on some like emotional, well, like trauma for some, but it wouldn't have been easy for everyone to get through. So I imagine that might lead to less production online and also less visibility because not everyone feels comfortable sharing their struggles online either, right? So it makes sense on Snapchat where you can send it to your good friends and it's there versus Instagram where,
Exactly, where everyone can see it.
totally. The next question that we asked was just kind of blatantly, how are you handling quarantine slash social distancing from friends and family? And this was a Q&A. Okay.
So I had some people say horrible. I have someone saying not handling it as, or not handling it is how I handle it. Okay, that one does not make sense.
But I think that a lot of people kind of go into this numb space.
They don't really know, like.
Yeah, it's like you just don't think about it and then you don't have to deal with it. And that's real. Okay. Interesting.
So actually, basically, all of these are just saying not well, like no. And then someone said not as well as I thought.
Okay.
And so yeah, a lot of people are just saying like it's really hard. I have someone saying good because more time for myself, but she also misses her friends,
Of course.
which totally makes sense. Because you do have more time for yourself. Like that's like I really was focusing on myself, I for sure. And then I have, well, I know that it's to benefit our health in the long term, so it's just dealing with it.
Right.
So basically, I think he's saying like there is no choice really. So you just kind of have to handle it.
Yeah.
So I guess he's just trying to make the best of it. And then I have one more saying it's hard, or it's been hard without seeing people I would usually see every day.
Yeah, of course. Ooh. I mean, I feel sad for everyone, but at the same time, I'm also so happy and proud that everyone was willing to be open and honest about it.
Yeah, me too. Like I had a lot of people just honestly just saying like, honestly, it's not going too good, or like it's kind of going terrible, but like
Yeah.
at least they contributed.
Of course. And there's an adjustment period. So I do wonder kind of now that we're nearing the end, whether these perspectives have shifted and whether or not people have learned to adjust. But like you were saying earlier, you had your stepsister. So I imagine for people who are like, only kids in their family, that might have been a little bit boring.
Oh gosh, yeah. And like frustrating for some of the people that are in a house with all their brothers and sisters. When you're at this age, it's kind of like you do need some independence and you do need some time like with your friends and stuff. So it was definitely harder for some people, like rather than others.
And how did you handle it?
It honestly, like at first I was like, oh my gosh, like this is not gonna go well. Like I hate being stuck in the house. I always have to be doing something. I always have to be out of the house or in my car or like driving around. Like I always have to be doing something. But then I was like, okay, like you know what? Like obviously I can't do that. So instead of like kind of, complaining about it or like being upset about it, just make the best of it. And so then like I just kind of started focusing on like, okay, like I'm just gonna become a better me kind of thing and focusing on like important things. And then I ended up handling it super well. Like, it wasn't even that bad. I did not mind it.
I think for some people it's a little more difficult because if you haven't had the space and time to like be alone with your thoughts for a while, then
Exactly, yeah.
thoughts can be a little bit scary, and like not everyone has the greatest life at home either.
Exactly. So it's really hard. Like I was also like I read something where it was like, think about the people that are in like an abusive relationship or a house that's like also abusive or just like a house that's just not healthy living kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like, it's so true. Like let's say you're like, oh my God, like it's really upsetting. I have to stay at home and everything. But then like a lot of people weren't thinking about the people that actually needed to go out to get away from like whatever's like troubling them at home. So.
Exactly. It gives you a little bit of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think reading those things and keeping it, like keeping perspective is not easy for most adults even. So just the fact that you were able to do that and understand kind of the repercussions of your thoughts and like your thought patterns, is just incredible. Okay. So do you want to go to the prom survey data? Okay. Let's do that. Ooh, this is going to be juicy. I was really excited about this. Okay. So we asked, what's the worst part about missing real-time prom?
Okay. So I have missing all the senior activities. I have, you don't even know what you're missing and you'll never get to experience it.
That's very real. Yeah,
it is. Okay. No prom night. I won't get a chance to say goodbye to my classmates.
Yeah.
The last goodbye is celebration to friends and teachers. I was looking forward to it for years. Like a lot of people were really just looking forward to prom, and like now it's just kind of, they thought about it for all these years and now it just is gone.
Ugh.
Some people were like upset about missing after prom and after grad. Just the traditions and making memories with your friends. I also have, it's what we've been waiting for since junior kindergarten. Also last time to see our friends.
Oh
yeah.
These are heart wrenching.
I know, they're so sad. Won't feel the same any other time. So like, basically like, I think what that person's saying is that even if we do have like a prom next year, or if it's like a virtual prom, it's just not the same. Like, you know, it's not the same date. And like, I have another one saying goodbye to my teachers at graduation.
Oh, that's nice too.
It's sad because we looked forward to this moment for our whole lives, and we don't know if we will have to wait till next year to do it. So yeah, it's upsetting.
It is upsetting. And tell me a little bit about your perspective on this, because I have a little quote here that I took from you from our last chat, but you said, I won't get the chance to show my kids or grandkids pictures of me at prom.
Yeah. So my friend and I were talking about it, and we both were like, just talking about like how much it sucks, because I am someone that has definitely thought about my prom day for years and like always thought about what I'd look like and what color my dress would be. And like, and then I was talking to my friend about it, and she was also just saying like, yeah, like it honestly sucks so much. And then we both were like, and like even showing our kids, like when we're older, like this is what your mom looked like at her graduation or her prom and stuff. And like, you won't have those pictures to show. And I mean, I know some people like are just taking their own grad photos, but once again, like it's just not the same.
No, not at all.
And it's just never going to be the same.
And so. did you buy your prom dress already?
Yeah, I did, like before this whole pandemic thing. Like my friends and I, we all bought our dresses already and like spent all this money on our dresses. So that was also super upsetting.
We're going to have to figure out a way to get you in that dress.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We'll figure it out. Okay. We didn't want to be bleak. We wanted to figure out how to make a difference and like how to get through this together. And so you had asked this question, since no one knows what's going on with prom, how would prom ideally go down in June? And you asked like, are there any virtual prom ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
So let's keep in mind, this was again, late April. Mm-hmm. So this is when a lot of people really had no idea what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it should just be rescheduled. Virtual prom just isn't the same. and I have someone saying a huge Zoom conference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a lot of people really did not like the idea of a virtual prom. More people were just kind of saying, just reschedule it because mm-hmm. it's really not the same just doing it online.
Yeah. So that was a consensus.
Mm-hmm. Basically now I know that a lot of people are just having mini proms, mm-hmm. which like, I don't really know how I feel about it. Like, I guess it's all you can really do, but it's just like, not everyone is being included. And it's just like, everyone's just having their own little thing with their own friend group. And okay. like, it's good if like they're happy and if that's what they want to do, mm-hmm. but it's like, once again, it's just not the same with having everybody.
So right now you can have small gatherings, right? Of up to
yeah, exactly.
Okay. And so that's what they're planning to do, is just have their like five friends and do the,
yeah,
wear your dresses and do a thing. Well, I mean, it's just like having a party and wearing a beautiful dress. There's nothing wrong with that, but I totally understand that the purpose of prom is to be together with everyone, including your teachers and staff and faculty at the school and your friends. And, you know, and I don't mean to take away from the fact that this is, you don't get a prom. So you, like one of the survey responses said, like, I don't even know what I'm missing because I haven't had prom.
Exactly.
But I mean, in my opinion, prom is a little bit overrated, if that makes you feel any better.
No, I did have one person. Yeah. I did have one person say that, like, it's all hyped up for nothing. Like, and I did go to prom last year as a date. Like, it wasn't my prom. Yeah. Like, you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
But, like the after prom and like the pre-prom, like that was definitely really fun. The actual prom itself definitely is like, in my opinion, a little too hyped up. Like mm-hmm. it's really not, like you just kind of eat, I guess.
Yeah.
But
you're right. The pre-prom and the after prom are the highlights. And mm-hmm. And that I suppose
I think
is
everyone
most
really thinks that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that, I mean, how often do you have the chance to like celebrate with literally everybody in your group?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If I can help in any way, let me know.
I will.
Okay, so we're on to our last theme. Mm-hmm. We have two questions about it, I think, and it was about online learning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first question we wanted to know was, what's the hardest part about learning online? And this was a Q&A.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of people said motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Staying focused, and some people said everything, like they just, it's really hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
Adjusting to the new way of life,
mm-hmm.
more about just finding motivation, not being able to ask questions in person, not having that supervision to keep you off social media.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that was a good one. When you get behind, it's super stressful because you can't talk to the teacher about it in person, which mm-hmm. is so true. Yeah, lack of self-motivation was mostly like what was said, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Interesting. The social media addiction bit is always kind of interesting to me too, because mm-hmm. I always wonder if people acknowledge that it happens or that they're experiencing it or if not. So it's really cool that some of the people who responded to your survey are aware mm-hmm. that they struggle with social media as a distraction.
Oh God. Yeah. That's like, even for me, like I'll be doing something on my computer. Like I'll just be, you know, working on homework, but then I'll get a notification and it's like, okay, like let me just quickly check.
Mm.
But,
because it all happened so quickly, it's like teachers and parents, I think, had a lot of catching up to do in terms of like, okay, so how do we manage our time online and how do we stay focused when we have all these distractions around us? Like those aren't questions we necessarily get answered in like an everyday classroom because it's not something we had to deal with before.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, I'm glad it happened because I think now as teachers, we realize the importance of having these conversations. Like how do you maintain motivation in an online setting? How do we ensure that we're not kind of like fidgeting with our phone and on social media when we're supposed to be learning? How do we become more like cognizant and aware? Because I think most of the time we're just like on our phones and don't even realize it. So mm-hmm. I think it's good that this happened in a way because we are more reflective of ourselves and our own behavior, but like teachers and parents can also become a little bit more aware of like the conversations that we need to be having with our students and our kids.
Yeah.
Did you have these types of conversations with your teacher and like throughout this process or?
I had like a small conversation with one of my teachers, and she was just basically saying like how everything was going to go down. And she's like, I know that not everyone's going to be doing their homework like every day at the scheduled time and everything. Like, you know, teachers aren't stupid. Like, she knew. And, but she's like, this is just how it's going to go down. And really, there's nothing she can do about it. Like, there is no supervision, and there really is like not much you can do online.
Right.
For cheating and stuff. Like,
oh, so. Yeah. Okay, so the last question we asked was, what do you like the most about learning online?
Okay, so I had someone say nothing at all.
Oh.
You have more time to complete assignments, and you don't need to do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Some people said that there is less work.
Okay.
You get to go at your own pace, which is so true.
Mm-hmm.
The flexibility to do it when you can,
mm-hmm.
being able to not do it if I want to be lazy instead, getting to work at your own pace. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And more time to do your work.
Okay. So it sounds like there's two kind of themes going on here, mm-hmm. which are there's extra time and there's less structure, so they have the freedom to kind of do the work on their own time when they can, which is especially useful for people if they have like not great Wi-Fi or don't have access to a laptop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. And then the other one was kind of like the ability to slack off a little bit.
Yeah, really. Yeah. That's basically what people were trying to get at.
Which, like, I can't blame them. I work from home a lot of the time too. And so I don't slack off by any means, but I do love the idea of having control over my schedule, which is maybe more of what they're trying to say. It's just like, I have a little bit more control in this space.
Mm-hmm.
And that means picking and choosing when you can do work, because you're forced to sit in classrooms for like,
yeah, it's a long day.
And so that's, I think that you don't always need to spend that much time to be productive. Like, you could do the same amount of work in 2 hours that you could in 8 hours if it's a productive 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think that we could dissect this a little bit beyond like students being lazy, because I don't think that's the case necessarily always, but just like even balancing time and realizing how much you can get done when you focus, mm-hmm. you know? But like I said, we'll have to do this again. There's like a lot of lingering questions.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, I know.
It's super interesting. So that wraps up the survey questions that we had asked. So is there anything else that you wanted to add about the survey, or like the process or experience, or just anything that you want teachers or parents or other students to know?
Like, for me, like, I learned that when you run and when you exercise and when you focus on yourself and create your own routine, like, you just feel so much better about yourself. You feel like you're worth like $1 million.
Oh.
Whenever, like, I loved that whenever I started working out and like cooking, and like I'd have a latte every morning, and like I had this amazing routine going, and I was like, yeah, like I'm amazing. Like, this is like it's just so good to actually focus on yourself. Also, another thing, this just popped up into my head. I read another thing that's like, it was saying how like global warming and like stuff like that, like the climate change and like earth and like littering was getting like better since there was not a lot of people out.
Mm.
And like my dad was telling me how people that, like, I forget where, but you couldn't see the mountains or something, and like now you can see the mountains perfectly because like there's so much less pollution and all that.
Yeah.
So like there is good things that came out of this. Like, it's just, it's not all horrible, which is good to think about.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're seeing the positive side of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously it's not ideal.
yeah.
But in that sense, I think we all learned a lot about balance. Like, when we can't go outside and we can't socialize, we start to value our friendships a little bit more, and we start to value the environment
exactly,
a bit more.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I was trying, yeah.
Yeah.
You start to value everything more.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that's what we have to take from these things. It's like, maybe we all are missing the mark. Like, maybe we really need to sit down and really like reevaluate our lives and like reflect a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that you took the opportunity to do that and like made this into a positive experience, even though it's a tough thing to deal with.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to thank you for doing this survey with me and for just like being as brilliant as you are and coming up with all these questions with me and being brave enough to come on this platform. I know it can be a little bit scary, but you did amazing.
Thank you.
I just love you so much.
I love you too, and I
Yeah,
miss you.
I miss you too. And I'll be home soon, so we'll put that dress on you. I'll dress up too, buy you some flowers, and yeah, it won't be the same, but it'll still be fun. We'll make it the best that it can be.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect.
Is there anything else you want to add before you go?
Just thought it was a really great experience, and I encourage people to put themselves out there and like try things that they've never tried before because it could turn out really amazing. And new experiences are always super amazing, in my opinion.
Totally.
So,
Hope that
but I
you learned
loved it.
something. Oh, good. I loved it too. And yeah, we'll have a part two, three, four. We'll keep doing this. It'll be so fun. Who knows where this will take us?
Who knows?
Okay, so we'll end it here. I love you so much.
Okay, I love you.